Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon Eastern time on June 24th, Wednesday, 3 days after the United States Open was completed at Chambers Bay. We'll talk considerably about that. I'm sure you have some thoughts in your mind about what transpired over the weekend. We will also have a preview of the U.S. Senior Open and the Travelers Championship to be conducted both starting tomorrow. All right, and also, of course, a strategy for your game and my picks on both these Champions Senior U.S. Open and the Travelers. Okay, let's talk extensively about the magnificent Jordan Spieth. I think that's a word that's appropriate for him. He is magnificent. 21 years old, will not turn 22 until July 27th. He will have a chance to win the British Open at St. Andrews prior to his 22nd birthday. Can you imagine if he has three majors in a row this year under his belt before turning 22? That's a question. Can you imagine that? I think I can right now. Last week, I wouldn't have said that, to be honest, but I can right now. The kid is that good. As you may recall, I did pick, one of my picks was Dustin Johnson, and he three-putted from just under 13 feet on Sunday to lose the event. Will he rebound? I absolutely think he will. His talent and ability and athleticism is just way too good to end up not winning at least one major, and I see him winning more than one, but you still got to do it. I think officially, before I get on to the coverage by Fox, which I want to talk about, officially the big four are not really contenders for major championships in the near future, and that would be Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Vijay Singh, and Ernie Els. Those, over the past 20 to 25 years, those are the four big, the big four. And Ernie made the cut, Phil made the cut, Vijay was not even in the field, and Tiger might as well not have been in the field. Although, as you know, he was, and he missed the cut. So I would say that those big four that we loved and adored and gave us so many major championships and such great thrills on the golf course, it's not completely over for them, but it'll be a rare occurrence when any one of them is high on the leaderboard as the final round of an event occurs. And I take that fully into consideration for Tiger, who's not even 40, and for Vijay, who is 52, meaning they could contend in a rare instance. I would even give Vijay somewhat of a shot at Whistling Straits since he won there, a major there. He's the only one of the four that did. So we'll see about that. St. Andrews, I guess almost anybody could win St. Andrews. I just don't see it. I do not see Phil winning it. I do not see Tiger winning it. Nor do I see Ernie or Vijay. So the youngsters are in the spotlight. The Patrick Reeds, the Dustin Johnsons, the Spieths. I would even consider Bubba Watson in that group. They're all young. They're all Lions. They're all Tigers. And they're all ready to win. And then a group that is just a hair below them, the Justin Thomases, the Patrick Rogers, those kids are on the come. So we'll see. Now on to Fox's coverage. It was spotty. It was not horrendous, like a lot of people want to say. It was not sharp. It was not great by any stretch of the imagination. But I will say this. This is their first effort at a United States Open, and they could not have been given a more difficult locale, a more difficult strategy to be followed than Chambers Bay. You could barely, the spectators could barely see the ball, let alone us on television. The sight lines are terrible. It was just one of those weird events. They will do much, much better next year at a traditional venue, Oakmont in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, I'm sure. The thing that bothered me, less than that, because I knew that was going to be an issue, less than that was the non-continuity of the broadcast. It felt choppy and spotty, as I said. That part, I don't give them a reprieve on. They've had 2 years, a year and a half with Mark Loomis as the production head, and he, I know he's tried his best, and I do give him a reprieve because of the location, but the choppiness of the broadcasters was an issue for me. They should have been in better positions to describe the action, and they should have had a little more of continuity. It really shows that the CBS and NBC crews, it takes years to develop this rapport that they have. And so we may, pardon me, criticize them a little bit for not going out on the limb with some of their coverage and things of that nature. But golf is really tough to cover. A lot of action going on over a huge venue. Most of the time, it's close to 200 acres of coverage, thousands of miles of cable that have to be laid, television cameras like crazy, and coordinating all that. I have worked in the television business and have been in the truck, and it is mayhem. You can, you know, you don't know that, but it is wild every single minute. And very difficult to put your sorry for coughing. Very difficult to put your finger on what exactly you have to do, but it is an experience, and the announcers just haven't worked together enough, nor with the production people. That's all. So when people say it was horrible and they're not giving them much of a break, I give them a 1 year reprieve. They'll be back. I thought Joe Buck was okay as a master of ceremonies, if you will. I thought Greg Norman was also just okay, not spectacular. He'll get better. Tom Weisskopf, acceptable. A lot of mistakes were made. We're going to live with it. It's okay. On to next year. In fact, this week they are covering the U.S. Senior Open, and I'm sure they'll do a little bit better from the Del Paso Country Club in Sacramento, California. The U.S. Senior Open, it's underway. I'm so sorry for coughing. Great news. Tim Clark has entered this week. First event for Tim in a long time, unfortunately, with that bad elbow of his. He is back playing at the Travelers. Hooray. Tim Clark, the players champion a few years ago, one of my all-time favorites, great player, terrific, gets the most out of everything he's got, and that elbow has kept him on the sidelines for a number of months. Okay, 156 men, 13 major champions enter the field this week at the TPC River Highlands for the Travelers Championship in suburban Hartford, Connecticut, formerly known as the Insurance City. And I'm going to give you a couple of groups that I'm interested in, a handful of groups. Brant Snedeker, Billy Horschel, and Ernie Els are playing together. A DA points with Vijay Singh and Mike Weir, a couple of major champions. Kevin Streelman, a former champion of this event. In fact, the defending champion, with Sergio Garcia and Keegan Bradley from the area. Lucas Glover, Sung Young No, and David Lingmerth. Angel Cabrera, who played pretty well last week at Chambers Bay, with Martin Laird and Brian Harman. Luke Donald with Matt Jones and David Toms, just to mention a handful of groups, 13 major champions. And the one thing that's interesting about this event is it often provides us with a first-time champion. Bubba Watson won his first event there. Kenny Duke won his first event there. Freddie Jakobsen won his first tournament there, and others. Very interesting how the TPC River Highlands provides a first-time champion. You'll be interested in my picks. Also, as we mentioned, it's the U.S. Senior Open, 156 men field from Sacramento. Interested to watch this on Fox. As I said, I think they will improve with their coverage. Brad Faxon will remain on the call, but Corey Pavin's actually in the event. So good luck to him and all the players. I'm going to have my picks on that event shortly as well. Now, on to my strategy for today. And my strategy for today is on the flat stick putting. There's a few keys that amateurs need to keep their mind on as they approach putting. As you all know, I'm a huge believer in talking out loud. Nowhere does it come in better than on the green. Talk out loud. I'll look at a putt and say, Bob, it looks like it's going to break, oh, maybe about a foot, foot and a half left to right. Remember, the green is not too fast, so make sure you get the ball to the cup. Say all sorts of things after you analyze the putt. A lot of people are uncomfortable about talking out loud. Well, I'm not, so I do. If you are, that's okay. But internalizing things is harder than hearing it, and it takes it from your mind's eye to your brain, and from your brain to your muscle groups that allow you to make the shot. Stay with it. Many amateur golfers hit a putt and come up quickly. Do not move a muscle. When I say that, and I say it out loud to myself a lot on the putting green, we move quickly after we hit it. Stay with it. It's not different than any other shot on the golf course. You don't run after a golf ball. So don't do that with this. Stroke completely through the ball. Keep the putter low to the surface. A lot of amateurs lift the putter up and come down and cut across it or cut sideways on it. You will knock the ball off of its path. Don't knock the ball off of its path. And the other thing that I do, and this I emphasize with you, I spot putt. I love to find a spot between me, which is the ball, and the hole that's closer to me than the hole, because it's easier to hit a spot closer to you than it would be the hole a long way away from you. This could be done on almost any length putt. Obviously, in a putt like under 5 or 6 feet, it's a little more difficult. But if you've got a 10-footer and you've got a 15, 20, 30, 40-footer, try to find a spot that you can hit that's much closer to you. It makes sense. It's easier to hit that spot than it would be to looking at the hole and trying to hit the putt to the hole. It'll get there. And remember, always, always, always to think and talk out loud so you have a chance to hear what you're thinking. Pardon me. That is my strategy for today. Now let's get on to my world-famous picks. I'm going to go with the Senior Open first, again, to be contested starting tomorrow at the Del Paso Country Club in Sacramento, California, the capital of the great Golden State of California. I'm going with Stephen Ames, who played well in last year's U.S. Open. Monty, that's Colin Montgomery, and he is the defending champion. And the guy who, well, caught fire a couple weeks ago in Boston, Bernard Langer. Those are my three picks. Ames, Montgomery, and Langer. Now, on to my picks to win the Travelers Championship to be contested. 156 men go to the gate tomorrow at the TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut, a suburb of Hartford. I'm going with three men, none of which have ever won a tournament, because for some reason, as I mentioned earlier, the Travelers Championship provides us with a first-time winner. I'm going with Canadian Graham Dillette, Swede David Lingmerth, and Zimbabwe's Brendan DeYoung. So I'm going international. I'm going first-time champions, and we'll see what happens. I've got Dillette, Lingmerth, and DeYoung. To one of them to win at the TPC River Highlands, the Great Travelers Championship to be contested starting tomorrow morning. That is my show for this week. Hope you all have a great, safe, and wonderful week. A great week of golf. If you want to reach me, it's Bob at BobGeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar, One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, saying thank you so much for being with me, and so long for now.